Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Ron Dunn, who's co-CEO with Alliance Flooring. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. I wanted to talk to you about the meeting you had at the end of March at the Peabody in Orlando. For those people that might not know the details about Alliance Flooring, talk a little bit about the organization, if you would.
John Log, my partner, and I founded Alliance Flooring in 1997. With a name that stores could use as Carpets Plus. And then in 1999, we were able to acquire the Carpetland brand. And in 2002, we added Color Tile and then launched Floorco, our direct-to-the-trade division, in 2003. So today, we're just short of 400 stores, and we have a group that likes to network a lot and share best practices. And, of course, our team wakes up every day trying to figure out how to help our members succeed.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's a little bit unique, I think, about your organization versus some of the others is you allow these entrepreneurs to operate independently with some of their own names. Or certainly, they can use your brand names, but it's a little different than some of the other groups, right?
That's true. We're a licensing, so we license the name, and then we liken ourselves to going to a great restaurant. We try to provide a fantastic menu and tell the owners that, hey, our commitment to them is we'll never tell you what to do, we'll never tell you what to eat, but we'll have you give you a lot of great choices, and we'll explain them to you and why, and then allow our members to take them at the speed that they want.
So did you have good participation at your meeting in Orlando?
We did. The energy was high. As you know, the economy appears like it's sustaining, so everybody was in a good mood. We just had a fantastic event.
Yeah, actually, I saw a press release that came out after your event. It looked like some of your members have seen growth in the area of, say, 20% in 2013. Is that right?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, as a group as a whole, for the last 5 months, we've been up double digits. In the 1 month where we weren't, it was 9%.
So just a couple of the highlights I wanted you to mention. I know you had some pretty prestigious speakers. You want to talk just briefly about who you had to come speak?
Sure. We actually had four keynotes. I kicked off the event with introducing our theme, which is the Pillars of Success. We formed that theme from our road trip this past year, going out and see the members. And then John did the State of the Industry. And then we brought in two fantastic speakers that tied into that theme. We used Afterburners, which are some fighter pilots out of Atlanta area that did a great job on planning. You know, it's important to plan, to brief, to execute, but then also to debrief. And we really kind of highlighted the debrief aspect of it. That's part of what's sometimes missing in planning. And then we brought in a guy that spoke a lot about building into your people, not only your people, but your customers, sales reps, you know, it's the people selling people industry.
You know, one of the things that you pointed out, I think, in one of your sessions is the difference between a transactional and a relational relationship. I think that's a key point. Talk about that for a minute, if you would.
Well, you know, we forget that what we're really doing is selling people. It just happens to be that we're servicing them with floor covering. You know, everybody that comes into your store has a story. And that's not only true in residential, it's also true in commercial. You know, as I mentioned, it's true on the people that call on us, the suppliers. So we say it's the people industry. It's one thing to say, it's another thing to live it. And what we observe is that the stores that have done well through this recession, the common theme is that they understand that customer service is important to them. Treating people right is important to them. So we helped fan that flame a little bit and went a little bit deeper. And what exactly does that mean? Again, one thing to say, another thing to live it. How do you live it?
Now, I know another part of your event down there every year is to reward some people, and you've given some awards. Why don't you talk about a couple of those, if you would?
Well, it's a great closing night. Our group is very heavy on networking. So, you know, our opening night, we put a lot of attention into making sure it's a fun event. And so we do things like coconut bowling and crab racing, and, you know, had a cigar roller there and had a little music in the background. But that night is just time for everybody to catch up. And then the second night is a rush hour where our members can buy specials and see some buys that they probably won't see otherwise. Our suppliers really step up for that. And then our closing night is the awards banquet. We consider it a great honor to put a lot into that event to give attention to people that have really succeeded well. Probably the three biggest awards are our Retailer of the Year for Carpets Plus and our Retailer of the Year for Carpetland. And this year, the Elders out of Gainesville, Florida, were our Retailer of the Year for Carpets Plus. And then Gene Podell out of Virginia was for Carpetland. But we also instituted something a few years back, which we call our Lifetime Achievement Award. In our office, we have what we call the Wall of Fame. So each morning, as our employees come in, they walk by these pictures of people that have been in our industry. They've meant a lot to their company, certainly, but also have made an imprint in the industry and in the community that they live in. And so This year we honored Jerry Caputo, who has a Carverland store in Dothan, Alabama. And today his son, Bobby Caputo, runs it.
All right, so this road trip thing that you started a few years ago, I think you're getting ready to launch into your third year, and you go off in different directions. Which way are you headed this year?
This year we're going to hit the Midland, out toward Texas and Arizona, Louisiana. We're also going to make a trip down into Florida, and then right up all the way up to Michigan.
Okay.
So there'll be three separate trips this year.
All right. So you load up with your wife in a pretty nice little motor home. As you've gone out and done these trips where you get to go in and see how these operations are run, what are one or two of the key takeaways that you've been able to learn that you've shared with other members that's helped their business?
Well, our members really get up for this. So we spend a full day typically with each person that we see, and they'll take us around their town and show us where they started, you know, sometimes where their second store was, where it is today, some cases a piece of land that they own and where they're going, and kind of share their vision. But through the course of the day, what we look for is what are the one or two things that they do that they're really good at. And normally they don't even know how good they are at it. It's something that comes more natural to them, but it's not necessarily natural to other people. What Sandy and I have done is tried to identify that and then turn the camera on and interview them and ask them all kinds of questions and lead to that. And then from that, what we do, we put together the last 2 years, we call a Proven Ways book. So last year we had, we handed out a book that had over 70 entries in it and had to do with how to diversify your business, how to take it to the streets, how to grow business outside the walls of your store, special events that some of our members have run, how to do it, what does it take, what are the costs, you know, what are all the minute details to running it. And then there's, you know, various media things, advertising and using the web and social media, things like that. Customer service was one of the things we hit on last year. And then there was just some unique things that we found that there wasn't really a category for, but it helped with operations or helped drive business, helped increase margin. And so this past year, what the common theme was early on was that people make a difference. So how do you build into people? So what we started digging into was, well, how do you identify someone when you're going to hire them? Once they're hired, how do you make it a career path? You know, how do you train? How do you motivate? How do you incentivize? How do you compensate? And so we got a lot of great information on that. Another one that came out from this last road trip I wouldn't have seen coming was the perception of your store. So the question was, if we were to ask 10 people in your town, what do they think of when they hear the name of your store? What's their perception of it? What's that answer? And does it match with what you want it to be? And if it doesn't match, how do you bridge that? And so we had members that have done a great job of building a strong perception in their town. So we dug into that. So anyway, what we did this year is we came out with Proven Ways 2, which now has people, perception, planning, profits, promotions, sales tips, a lot of just great information for our members.
These books that you're putting together now, I guess you have to be a member to see one, don't you?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Sounds like some great
information. But it's interesting you bring that up because our salespeople, when they are out on the street, they'll bring those books out. Now we have two binders that are just filled. I mean, there's over 120 entries in here on unique things for our industry and running a floor covering store. And they'll show it to a prospect and say, look, you know, if you join us, you get this. If not, someone in your town probably will.
Yeah, that's right. That's great.
It's really the heart of what we do.
Yeah, great. All right, Ron, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for sharing the highlights of your recent meeting in Orlando. Again, been talking to Ron Dunn, who's co-CEO with Alliance Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.